My eyes met Ellie's across Maria's bowed form, and I shrugged. I couldn't let on that I suspected something, and I refused to give Ellie fuel for her inquisitive mind. She did that on her own just fine. I went in search of tissues. Our food was getting cold, and I was suddenly hungry in spite of the early hour. I figured we could eat while Maria talked, if she still wanted to. Walking back into the living room, I saw that Ellie had scooted over closer to Maria and had placed an arm around her shoulders, murmuring quietly in her ear. Maria seemed calmer. And give Ellie credit, she does have a gift for talking folks off the ledge. She also tends to use such moments to her advantage, in my experience. Ah, Ellie, I said, careful to not break whatever spell she was weaving, but not wanting to give her a chance to whip out the ever-present cards. Why don't you take the tray to the table? You might as well eat while it's hot. Maria, you're welcome to stay and talk if you'd like. I stood by the couch looking down at the two with what I hoped was an encouraging smile fixed on my face. My stomach gave a loud rumble and I grimaced. My body could be such a traitor at times. It sounds like you're the one who needs to eat, AJ. Ellie grinned up at me, standing to her feet. And besides, Maria has consented to let me read for her. I started to protest, but Ellie held up her hand. She agrees with me that the police probably need as much help as we can give them. Besides, I may be able to identify a person of interest for them. She looked smugly at me, daring me to object. Put that way, I'd sound like a spoilsport if I protested. After all, I wanted the killer caught as well, didn't I? I sighed. Ellie certainly knew how to turn the tables on me. Look, Ellie, we don't even know if Miguel was killed. For all we know, that was an accident. I mean, it was tragic, yeah. But murder? I think that's stretching things a bit. I could play verbal volleyball as well as Ellie, if not better. After all, I'd perfected my game against hers years ago. It was no accident! Maria surprised me with an eruption of emotion. Ellie and I forgot our sparring and turned to face her. Her face was contorted with the anger she was feeling, and I took an involuntary step back from her furious words. Ellie reached over to pat Maria's arm, but the girl jerked away. I could almost see the steam venting from her ears as she sat there, breathing heavily and staring daggers at me. Maria, I'm sure the police... I began, but got no further.
The police! They know nothing! I tried to tell them about things, they would not listen to me!
Maria was wound up as tightly as an 8-day clock. Wait, I interrupted. What things do you mean?
About Miguel? Yes, I saw her do it, but they take no notice. Just some maid, they think.
She finished spitting out the words, scornfully tossing her head. She sat back against the sofa's soft cushions, suddenly winding down. Tears began to fill her large, dark eyes again.
If they will not listen, then she can read the cards, she said with a quaver, gesturing towards Ellie. Maybe she can tell us who killed my brother.
I refused to look at my cousin. It was too early in the day to deal with an insufferable Ellie. I sighed. I seem to be doing quite a bit of that already this morning. My stomach grumbled a bit more loudly this time. I needed to eat something if I was to handle Maria and Ellie. Fine, I agreed ungraciously. I need to eat first, and Ellie, you might as well eat something too. Maria? I said, gesturing at the tray. She waved me away.
No, thank you. I am not hungry. You eat, then Miss Ellie will tell us who did this to Miguel.
She settled back onto the couch with determination on her face. She had found a champion in Ellie, and my cousin was eating it up. I still wouldn't look at her, but I could feel her preening as she filled a plate with scrambled eggs and a croissant. Ellie was never going to let me forget this one. We ate in silence for the most part, making inconsequential conversation about news from back home.